old, sunny, crisp, beautiful day. I'm down at Clementine Hunter's house, her mobile home house, near Melrose on Cane River, right across the street from St. Matthew's School. Clementine has agreed to tell me a little bit about what she remembers about herself and her parents, and we're going to see if we can get it a little of this on tape. Clementine, do you remember where you were born? Where were you born?
Marcos.
Down at Marcos.
Way down the road. Way down there.
What do you know? What whose place you were born on?
No, I don't know. I don't know who. What place? What I know is Marcos.
Somebody in something I've read about you, it says that you were born at Hidden Hill Plantation.
They called that Hidden Hill, but the other people. Right. But I know where Mom and them told me I was born at.
Right, right.
Way down Marcos.
Right.
Way down yon at the end of the river.
Right.
You don't see no birds, you don't see nothing.
Right.
Way down where I was born.
How long did you live there?
Oh, I lived there. Mom and them raised all the children down there. But when I married on Melrose. You see, mm-hmm. I come up here a girl, and I married you, and you never did go back.
Right. Did you come to Melrose to get married?
No.
Or did your family move to Melrose?
My family moved there, mom and him.
Right. You were just a young girl. Do you know how old you were about?
No, I don't know. I must have been, I was an old girl when I married. Might have been near 20 years old.
Can you remember? I know you can remember because you've told me. What was your mother's name?
Mary Antoinette.
Mary Antoinette.
Uh-huh.
And what was her last name before she married?
Before she married?
Right. Didn't she marry a Reuben?
No, she married, she married.
Right.
My daddy.
Right. His name was what?
John Reuben.
John Reuben. What was your mother's last name before she married John Reuben?
Mary Adams.
Mary Adams.
She was Adam.
Right. And when she married your father, she was
married. Mary Antoinette Hunter.
Hunter.
Reuben, I mean.
That's right. You married a hunter. It was Reuben.
Mm-hmm.
And your father's name was what?
John Reuben.
John Reuben. Do you know where your mother came from?
No, I don't know. I know where my grandmother told me she come from. From old Virginia. That's where they come from. They ain't come from around here in Louisiana.
Right. That was your, what grandmother was that?
That's my mama.
Your mama's mama?
Yeah.
Said they came from old Virginia.
Yeah.
You don't know what her name was? Do you remember what your grandmother's name was?
We call her Edos. Edos. That was a funny name. That's an old time name.
Yeah.
Edos.
Do you remember what her last name was?
Let me see what my grandfather had. Did I ever call her Adam?
You said your mother's name was Adam, so I...
that's my
grandmother's name. What about your grandfather? Do you remember what his name was, his first name? Was he living when you were a little girl? Do you remember your grandfather?
Yeah, I know him. Let's see what his name. Billy said. Like his name was Billy Zack.
Billy Jack?
Billy Zack.
Billy Zack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny name. They all had
Billy
funny.
Zack Adams. Huh?
Yeah.
Did he come from old Virginia too?
He come from way yonder somewhere because they was all down there in Clutchville. All, when they come here in this country, half of them was in Clutchville.
Right.
And my grandpa fell off a roof in Clutchville and broke his neck, and that's where he died.
Mm-hmm.
He died here.
Yeah, yeah. Now what about your daddy's people? Do you know anything about them? Do you remember your grandmother, your grandfather on your daddy's side? On the Reuben side?
Yeah, I know my grandmother. I know her.
What was her name?
She was living, I know her.
Right.
We just called her Mimi. That's all I know.
Right. What about your grandfather? Was he still living when you were a little girl? Your father's father? Your grandfather on the Reuben side?
Yeah, my grand. father on the Reuben side, he was, I might not know his name, but I can tell you what he was. He was Irishman. Remember, because my grandma used to tell us, you know them traders, you ain't seen them, but you hear talk of them traders was used to pass through here in the olden time,
mm-hmm.
the slaves.
Right.
And
there were slave traders?
Yeah. I don't know what the slave, but they was here in that time.
Right.
Because my grandma told her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who my daddy is daddy.
Mm-hmm.
He's an Irishman.
Yeah.
My daddy.
Right.
My daddy's daddy was an Irishman.
Right.
And my grandmother was an Indian woman. A little old black woman, I know her good.
Right. Now that was your father's mother.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right. And she was Indian.
Yes, she's Indian.
And I knew you had some Indian blood, and that's where it comes from, huh?
Yeah.
It's from your father Reuben's
mama.
Uh-huh. And you think that your grandfather was an Irishman that was a trader that just came through?
Yeah, that's horse traders.
Right.
Gone through.
Right. Well, now, were any of these people slaves, Clementine?
Well, no. Dr. Bailey, I don't know about the slave, but I know mama was slave.
Right, the one that came from Overton.
Yeah,
right.
I know she was slave, and my daddy, mama must have been slave too, because it was
well,
all.
Right, if she was Indian, you know, she might not have been a slave.
Well, she might not.
Right.
But
you think
I know her.
Yeah. You think she was a full-blood Indian?
She's black, one of them black Indians.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's full.
Right.
She's full, she's black like that
mm-hmm.
thing there, like your pants.
Right.
But she had long hair, and she was low. She's low.
Right.
Little low.
Little low woman.
And she saved all of her clothes for when she died. She put them away in the trunk and locked them up. And when she died, they had her clothes.
The clothes to be buried in?
Yes,
right.
She saved them.
Right.
And one of them, McAfoon, saved the coffin too. Put that up. They used to do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it didn't worry them.
Right. Okay, let's see. Can you tell me how many brothers and sisters did you have, and what were their names? Were there a lot of kids?
I know Mama had seven children.
Seven children.
My mom.
Okay. Were you the oldest or the youngest?
The oldest.
You were the oldest.
One of them, she was named Aurelia. That's her, yeah.
Aurelia.
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 Not that dark one.
Yeah.
That one was that little bit of picture yarn in the middle.
Right.
That's my sister.
That's the one next to you.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And let's see, Ida.
Ida.
Yeah, my sister Ida. Let's see, Ida. And Aurelia. My mama just said, like I just had two sisters. I got to stay. I know I am already. And Rosa. My sister Rosa. Three sisters. And two of them dead. And one of them living.
Which one still living?
Rosa.
Rosa.
She in Alexandria.
Right.
Well, and let me see, my brother Edward, and my brother Simon.
Edward and Simon.
And there must Simon.
Be one more.
And my brother Simon and Edward. And John.
John. Are any of them living?
John ain't too long died. He was in lived in Nacogdoches.
Right. I remember when he died. That was about last year.
That, yeah.
Right. That was your last brother.
My last.
It was John Reuben.
Yeah. Right.
What did your mom and daddy call you when you were a little girl? They didn't call you Clementine.
They called me TB.
Called you what?
TB.
TB.
Yeah. And
that was your nickname?
Yeah. Some call me Bebe and some call me TB.
Right. Bebe and TB.
Yeah, they never did call me by my name.
And what was your name?
Clementine.
Yeah.
But my name was Clemence.
That's what I thought. I thought you were named
Clemence, but I put that teen in there.
Right.
Because I didn't like Clemence.
I like Clemence.
But yeah, that's
when did you, when did you change it?
I just changed it myself. There's anybody asked me. I just tell them that.
When you were a little girl, you changed it, or after you got
here? No, I changed
here?
It. I was grown. I was a grown old nigga when I done it. I just, you say, what's your name? I said, Clementine. I didn't put that Clemence.
Right. I like Clemence.
Yeah, that's them French people, you see. All of our people is Creole people. They're called Frenchmen. You know, my daddy was a pure Frenchman. My daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And we mixed up. And that's why I don't like them Frenchmen now. I don't like none of them.
Mm-mm. When did your mama die, Clementine?
Lord, mama died on Melroy, and I don't know, and that's been a long time.
How old was she? Was it your mother or your grandmother who lived to be so old?
My grandmother was 110.
Is that
my
your
mama's mama.
Your mama's mama.
Yeah. And, what'd you ask me?
When your mother died? When your mama died?
My mama died, I don't know what year my mama died, but she died on Melrose. My mama died before Miss Henry died.
Mm-hmm.
My mama been dead a long time. Mm-hmm. She died with a dropsy. She had a dropsy.
Yeah.
But killed my mama.
What happened to your father, your daddy?
Well, my daddy just got sick. You know how old folks is run around when they try to make themselves young. My daddy had a good age. He wasn't no old man, but he had a good age, and he used to run around too much, and he got sick.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor couldn't do nothing.
That was after your mama died? Your mama died first.
Yeah, after mama died.
Yeah. Well, listen, Clementine, tell me now, when you came to Melrose Plantation, had you ever been to school before you came to Melrose?
Yeah.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to school. That was school on it. At night school.
Right.
In a house at night.
Where was this?
That was up on Melrose.
Right. You didn't go to school at Marco?
No, I didn't go to school at Marco. I went to school once in Marco and didn't. I ain't learned nothing no while I went. I try, and I used to go to Clutcherville there, to school. I went to school down in Clutcherville.
That's when you were living at Marco?
No, we had to move the other.
Oh.
We moved down there. We stayed down in Clutcherville one time, my dad. And my dad stayed there one long time, and I went to school there.
Was that before you came to Melrose?
No, yeah.
Yeah, you lived in Marco, and then you went to Clutcherville.
Yeah, that was my
And then you came to Melrose.
Uh-huh.
And you went to school, you didn't go to school in Marco?
Oh, no, I went to school there in Clutcherville.
Right. How long did you go to school in Clutcherville? Was that a daytime school or a night school?
Yeah, daytime school.
Daytime
I went
school.
To school there about a year.
Was that when you quit school, you tell me?
Yeah, I quit school, and them people, I just would fight all the time, you know, and... and choke them school children. And you see, the white children and the colored children was joining together. That's it, they had a fence between us, you know.
Right.
Our school on this side, the white school on that side. And we just choke them children and fight them children. And I'd run off and tell Sister Benedict, you know her?
I don't know Sister Benedict.
Well, Sister Benedict, that was my teacher. And she was mean, and I said, Sister, can I go and get some water? She said, yeah. I said, go ahead and hurry back. get to your lesson. I said, all right, I'll hurry back. Yeah. Well, she know one thing. I had done gone to the cistern to get water and done jumped the fence and gone home. Mama would whip me and make me come back with her. Go back again. Run off again. Never did learn that. I tell Mama and them, I'd rather go back in the field. You know I was crazy. I said, I'd rather go in the field and work. I said, I'd rather go pick cotton. And I ain't done nothing. I went pick cotton.
Well, then when y'all moved to Melrose, you say you went to night school?
No, I went to night school for that when Papa and them first moved to Melrose. Mm-hmm. To Melrose. That's some of them old people. You know what? They all did. Mm-hmm. But used to teach school at right. night. They did. That was some of my husband people.
Yeah.
I don't know who that Jew.
Yeah. Is he coming in here?
I don't know. He might. Sometime he come bring that dog something.
Yeah, he's coming in. We'll turn this off till he leaves. Okay, Clementine, let's see where we were. We were talking about you going to school. You don't remember who taught you in that school? It wasn't the nuns. It wasn't the Catholic nuns.
Named Galen Beale.
Is that a white man?
Mm-hmm.
Colored man. Mm-hmm. And he taught y'all at Melrose?
Yes, at night.
Right. And did you learn anything there?
I learned nothing there, too. You learned nothing.
How long did you go to school that night?
Yeah.
How long did you go to school at night?
Oh, well, I went to school even night, just running in the moonlight and everything. Mm-hmm. I ain't learned nothing. I ain't learned nothing.
You were running in the moonlight. You weren't doing any schoolwork. You were playing and having a good time, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember about how old you were when you came to Melrose. You think you were you old enough to get married when you came to Melrose, or were you still, you were still a little girl?
I wasn't no little girl, but I wasn't old enough to marry.
And all the kids were still at home then, and y'all, where did y'all move? Where on Melrose did you live?
Let me move on the back. On the back. We moved in different places on the road.
You moved around.
Get out
bit.
Of one house and get in another.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what did y'all do? Was your father picking cotton?
No, he was farming.
He was farming.
Mm-hmm.
Was he sharecropping or something like that, or what?
Yeah, he was making crop. Mm-hmm. Making cotton and corn.
Yeah. And what did you do?
Whole cotton.
Pick cut?
Pick cut.
Mm. And you stayed there until you got married?
Mm.
And you've been married two times?
One time.
Right. Something I read somewhere said you had two husbands, but...
One died good or nothing, so that's the way I had two.
Right. Well, who was your first husband?
Manuel Hunt.
And that's the father of all your children? Mm. Now, where'd he come from, Clementine?
Huh?
Where'd he come
on
from?
On Mill Road. That was his residence on Mill Road.
Mm. Mm. And how old do you think you were when you and Manuel started, when y'all got married?
I don't know. I must have been about 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, I wasn't no little baby. Mm.
And his name was Manuel. Manuel Hunter.
Mm.
How many children did y'all have?
Now wait, I got to count them children. Let's see.
Who's your oldest one? Who was your oldest child?
King.
King was the oldest.
Let's see, King and Jack. And Pootsie, the one that I'm gonna die.
And that was Frenchie, huh?
Uh-oh, that Gloria.
Oh, what's her name?
Agnes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you had King. And
Agnes.
Mm-hmm.
Jack.
And Jackie.
Mm-hmm. Three.
And then you had Frenchie.
Not the ankle man.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Not him. Because I had Dick and Jack.
Agnes and Jackie.
And King.
And King. Okay, now King, King's the one who died.
Not long ago.
Not long ago, mm-hmm. Right. And Agnes lives where? Baton Rouge? No, Agnes is dead?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jackie's the only child you've got left living.
That's
right, right. So you had two girls and one boy by Manuel.
Mm-hmm.
And then, did he die?
Who?
Manuel Hunter.
Yeah, he been dead.
And then did you have some more children by another husband?
Mm-mm. I had no more.
Well, now what about Frenchie?
But Frenchie is another, see that was another child after they died, you see.
Frenchie was younger?
Yeah, Frenchie was the oldest of all my children.
Okay, but now Frenchie's, Manuel wasn't Frenchie's daddy?
Uh-uh.
Okay, so you had
Frenchie
already when you married Manuel?
Yeah.
Okay, and that was, then you had four children altogether?
Yeah.
Frenchie, and then King?
Mm-hmm.
King's your oldest, next to Frenchie.
Yeah.
And then Agnes was next, and then Jackie. Mm-hmm. Okay, and Jackie's still there.
Yeah, Jackie, yeah. She
is, yeah. Okay. After Manuel died, did you ever live, did you have another husband? Did you live with anybody after Manuel died? And he died, when you married Manuel, did you all stay on Melrose, or didn't you move down?
On Melrose.
You stay on Melrose. But when did you live down at Little River?
The Little River.
Didn't you live down on, down on Old River?
Mm-mm.
Down at the dam, the spillway, where is that?
Uh-uh. I lived there.
I thought Francois told me one time about walking down to the spillway to see
you. I wasn't there no spillway.
Okay. Where did you and Manuel live?
On Melrose.
On Melrose.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then, how long did you live in that little house that you just moved out of down there?
Ooh,
close to the store.
I've been there a long time. I don't know how many years, but I've been there.
Yeah.
Had been.
Did you live there when Manuel was living?
Uh-uh. I was by myself.
Okay.
I was single.
Yeah.
I was cooking in the yard there.
Now, what happened to Manuel?
Well, he just got sick and died.
He wasn't very old, was he?
No, Manuel wasn't too old. He wasn't no too old. He wasn't no old man.
Mm-hmm.
He buried him right there at St. Matthew.
At St. Matthew?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's where you buried King, wasn't he?
He wanted to be where he's dead.
Mm-hmm. So and you buried Frenchie down?
Buried Frenchie over the river.
But back of the church?
Catholic church.
Right, back of at Melrose there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was at the funeral.
Yeah,
I
that's where right. You was
right.
There.
Right.
What you doing, Junior? Junior!
Huh?
What you doing?
Huh? Does Junior live here with you?
Junior lives in that trailer, yeah.
I didn't think he lived here.
Junior come muscle car. I thought he'd come bring that dog so me. He come here every day, never.
Mm-hmm. Junior's Jackie's son,
yeah. Yeah. And I ordered him to hook up the TV, but he ain't got no, you see, he had a piece of that thing to go in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How many children has Jackie got?
Jack, let me see.
She got Frank and Junior.
Mm-hmm.
What's Junior's real name?
Huh?
What's Junior's real
Emmett.
Name? Emmett.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank.
Yeah, and Dolores.
Dolores.
And Willie Mae.
Right. Willie Mae lives in Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, Clementine, let's see what else we need to probably think about trying to get answered on here. Did you work in the big house at Melrose before your husband died?
Yeah.
When did you get out? When did you start working at the big house?
Well, I don't know. I didn't keep it up.
Did you? Were all your children born then? It was after your children were born.
Yes.
You went to work in the big house.
Mm-hmm.
Did you work there a long time?
Yeah, well, a long time up until Miss Henry died.
Right. How old were the Henry children when you went to work there? Were they all, they were all
born?
Oh,
Miss Cameron was little. She's wearing diapers.
Mm-hmm.
She's little. All of them were small. Outside of Joe and Danny and Oregon and Ike. Well, they was, some of them was kind of small, but all of them was born. Stevie. Because Henry had 7 boys and 1 girl.
And all those children had been born when you went there to work. Did you take care of the children? Or
I
did
took
you?
Care of the sister.
Mm-hmm.
Sister, the one that's so sick now.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know if
that's Cammy.
Yeah, I don't know how she is now. She wasn't no better last Sunday.
I haven't heard anything from
her. Cause, Miss Ann Britton, she told me a Sunday, Sunday before that, she said when she was in Freeport, sister wasn't no better.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, cause Dutra told me if sister would die, she'd leave her mama was a die and she'd let me know.
Mm-hmm. That's and, little Cammy. That's
yeah.
Cammy the third.
Uh-huh. And Miss Britton, see, Sunday before last, she was just as low as she could be. She wasn't no better. And she said if she would happen to die, she'd let me know.
Yeah.
So I don't know. She can't be no better because sister said she's got to tell Miss June to call me. And I, Miss June to move now.
Mm-hmm.
He negative there. Somewhere. She told me she's been in her house there, close to Dr. Wood, back of Dr. Wood.
That's June Henry.
Yeah.
All right. All right. I don't know where she lives.
I don't
I
know.
She sold her house, but I don't know where she lives.
Yeah, she didn't build that enough.
Yeah.
But that's going too long to go through with it.
Well, Clementine, when you were working at Melrose, then you cooked and you took care of little Cammy and you did that until little Cammy was grown and gone, didn't you?
Yeah, she
she'd been gone by the time Miss Cammy died, and
yeah,
you stayed there.
Yeah, she was staying creature there.
You stayed there until Miss Cammy died.
Yeah,
and that's when you quit working.
Mm-hmm.
You were still working in, but you still cooking when Miss Cammy died.
Yeah, still cooking.
Mm. You don't remember when you moved in the little house across the street
from
Melrose, big
I
house.
I don't remember. It's been a long time ago, but I don't remember.
Okay, I tell you, I think we probably might stop here, and Junior may want to talk to you about something.
Junior didn't want to talk to me. What, Junior? You want anything, Junior?
No, ma'am. I'm going to hook that TV up.
See, you're hooking it up. Huh? What is it?
He said, go ahead, he'd go or something. I think he said it was
something. See, because he was a hook.
Yeah, go ahead and do what you need to do with him.
You can hook it up without that
thing.
You got the walk?
Yeah, I got the walk.
Clementine?
All right.
Why don't we stop and let Junior hook up your television? Right. We'll stop and let him hook up your television set for you, and I'll come back and we'll work on this some more.
That TV, that thing I did.
What's wrong with your TV?
I'm putting the oven up. You see, I got that not too long ago.
This set right here?
Yeah.
And you got another set?
My other, my old set.
Right.
I put it in there.
You're going to put it in the bedroom?
Yeah.
You going to get in the bed and watch TV?
She didn't know why I see that.
I've got two.
You see, you got a piece like this to get.
Yeah, right.
To hitch it to that, you know.
I see. You got an antenna on the top of your you place it, and you need to hook the other one up. Now, when did you get this set?
I got that, not that I ain't bought that. One of my friends in Elegant sold me that TV for Christmas.
Well, how about that?
Not Christmas Day, but he sold it to me.